Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh,
he's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Harrison joining us again. John's one of our favorite folks, great member of our Brain Trust, and just now celebrating his 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's a certified financial planner, also a ordained minister, and an author of a couple of books, Making Mammon Serve You, A Biblical Mastery of Money, A Biblical Manual for Money Mastery, and his new book is a novel, Fighting Back. John Harrison, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
So your new book's a novel. It's a mystery.
Yes. And it's interesting. It's a modern retelling of the prodigal son parable.
Right.
And it's, you know, set in a contemporary setting. And what's interesting about it is I tried to give the prodigal some backstory. Who is he? Why did he leave?
Right.
That sort of thing. And what does he discover in his travels? And in researching the book, I came across a real-life issue that I was able to highlight in the book,
mm-hmm.
Which is the issue of human trafficking. And I was actually shocked to discover what a huge problem that is. Here, I think most people think that it's an overseas thing, a third world thing. But worldwide, human trafficking actually generates more illicit profits than drugs and
wow.
weapons combined.
So this is what got Eddie in trouble, your protagonist. That's what got him in trouble, wasn't it?
Yeah, he stumbled into some people who were involved in this, and that was bad on a number of levels. the plot of the book is basically he has an altercation in the beginning. He's a random fight on the street that he didn't ask for, but he stumbles
right,
into.
Right.
And it turns out the person he's fighting is mobbed up, and the mob is involved in human trafficking. And so this is going to come back to bite him later. And he's got some, you know, very unsavory people who want revenge on him for the fight, and it gets bad. But it makes for a fun read. It's
a fascinating story, and so, but your research on the human trafficking, are we just not clamping down on that enough? Is it like the drug, the war on drugs? It's not even really something we can solve.
I'm not sure if it's entirely solvable, but I think progress can be made just by awareness. Most people aren't
You're right.
particularly aware.
It's not something we like to talk about, is it?
Exactly. And if you look around, you know, as business owners, we typically deal with lots of small businesses and move around in our town, and we probably notice when that new, you know, there were no nail spas in our town 5 years ago, and now there's six. Or those bodywork salons that pop up.
Are you inferring that there are places where those are fronts for human trafficking?
More than inferring, saying it straight out.
And you're saying it straight out.
And what makes it difficult is not all of them.
Are you talking about in little towns and you know, these are small business owners, John.
Mm-hmm.
You're impugning some folks, maybe regular folks.
Exactly, because there are legit businesses in both of those fields that I just mentioned, for instance.
Yeah.
But anywhere in America, you can go on an online classified like Craigslist or Backpage.com
right.
and look at a list of businesses that advertise. And Craigslist is the therapeutic section. And you can look at massage-oriented businesses. And,
ah.
and some of them seem very legit. And some of them are very clearly something else indeed.
There's a code. There's some kind of code words in there that the tip of your hand tell you about what they offer.
Yeah, and it doesn't take any kind of training or imagination to recognize it once you see it. And
when you say human trafficking,
mm-hmm.
you're not just talking about, well, of course, that means a lot, doesn't it? That covers a lot of different areas, doesn't it?
Yes, it could be anything from domestic people who have you know, basically prostitutes whose pimp puts them in these kind of places to work, or it could be people who've been tricked into traveling here from overseas on the promise of going to school or something like
that. They're basically slaves, aren't they?
Exactly. And it's a terrible thing.
And do you think this is a major problem in America?
It is, and there are now literally dozens of organizations that are geared toward both raising awareness and fighting human trafficking, things like the Polaris Project or the Anti-Slavery Project. If you just Google fight human trafficking, you'll come up with dozens near wherever you are that are engaged
and
in
maybe,
this fight.
Maybe we pay a little more attention in our own neighborhoods. Maybe we can help the local constabulary get rid of those folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The book is called Fighting Back by John F. Harrison. If John does it, folks, you know it's first class. We come back, we're going to talk about Black History Month. It's that time of year. 10, 20 tales. Stay with us. And we are airplanes
today. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.